Below Spielberg Trail.
The area around Spielberg Castle is one of the longest inhabited parts of Brno. Old Brno, situated to the south, is even considered to be the city's oldest territory. A medieval settlement is believed to have grown close to the Svratka River as early as the 10th century. However, the heart of the city later moved to the hill of present-day Petrov, around which Brno formed from the 13th century onwards. Spielberg Castle was built at the same time as the city fortifications, and Old Brno thus became a mere suburb. However, as Old Brno was situated on an important southward trading route, it flourished and received the status of township in the 16th century.
The founding of the monastery in present-day Mendlovo Namysti, which became the heart of Old Brno, played a crucial role in the town's future development. However, the presence of the Svratka millrace flowing in from the west along present-day Vistavni Street was no less important. The oldest residential buildings, as well as later industrial facilities, the Old Brno Brewery, grew on the banks of the millrace. The millrace ran through the very center of the present transport node of Mendlovo Namysti and flowed eastwards across the yards of two other convents and a hospital, today's St. Anne's Hospital. In 1850, Old Brno became part of Brno and covered a vast area on both banks of the Svratka River, and areas lining important roads such as present-day Výstavní, Křížová, Hýbešová, and Pekarská streets, and gradually developing Uvo Street.
North of Spielberg was a territory known as Švábka, according to its first inhabitants. This area was situated along present-day Udolny Street and formed one of the city's medieval outskirts, but was much smaller than Old Brno. The residential buildings consisted of mainly farmers, craftsmen, and traders' houses. The slopes of Spielberg, covered with gardens and vineyards, merged with Žlutý Kopec, whose clay was used by several brickworks.
Švábka underwent a considerable transformation in the late 19th century when it was incorporated into Brno along with other outlying areas. After the city's bulwarks were demolished, the southern part of Švábka became part of the municipal ring road, the Ringstrasse. In this way, it was linked to the newly built avenues, present-day Husová and Joštová streets. The predominant apartment buildings constructed on both sides of Udolny Street and the newly built Obilný trh became the heart of a new and extensive residential estate. The street itself was an important link between the center and new residential areas on Žlutý Kopec and Kraví Hora. Once linked to Uvo's, Švábka, together with Pekarská Street, became a main transport artery leading to Old Brno. I would say along with, not together, if that's okay with you. Once linked to Uvo's, Švábka, along with Pekarská Street, became a main transport artery leading to Old Brno.
A new street network was created on the slopes of Žlutý Kopec, near the junction of Udolny and Uvo's streets, before World War I. However, the actual building did not begin until the 1920s, when, after Brno's expansion and the incorporation of surrounding villages in 1919, the soaring population caused demand for housing to grow. The area witnessed the building of primarily apartment buildings on present-day Udolny, Uvoz, Gorkého, and Grohova streets. However, several villas were also built in this attractive location overlooking Old Brno, the surroundings of present-day Tomešova Street, and merged into the spreading residential development of the Masaryk Quarter.
The location on Žlutý Kopec was also chosen for buildings for the newly founded Masaryk University. Established in 1919, the university sought suitable locations for its faculties. While it chose Žlutý Kopec as the seat of the Faculty of Medicine, the remaining Faculty of Law, Faculty of Arts, and Faculty of Sciences were intended to form the so-called academic quarter at the foot of Kraví Hora. However, this plan never came to fruition, and the Faculty of Medicine only received two facilities in the extensive area of the former military base stretching between Udolny, Tvrdého, and Uvo's streets.
The building of the nearby exhibition centre in 1928 had a major influence on the interwar character of Old Brno. Uplavany Street, present-day Vyshtavny Street, led from the exhibition centre past the newly extended municipal spa complex in Rybarska Street, present-day Veletrizhny Street, as far as the brewery. It ran into Mendlovo Namiesti at the site of the present tramway loop outside the monastery. In 1930, a new apartment building was added to the originally compact residential development spreading on both banks of the Svratka Milrace near the Old Brno Town Hall, which has been preserved until the present as a reminder of this former picturesque part of Old Brno.
Once society had overcome the aftermath of the global economic crisis, the demand for apartment buildings rocketed in the late 1930s. Striving to provide a sufficient number of flats for the middle and lower classes, private investors or building companies erected apartment buildings as well as entire street blocks along both routes linking Old Brno with the city's historic center. The surroundings of Uvoz Street witnessed intensive building mainly in Udolny, Gorkého, Čapkova, and Grohová streets. Apartment buildings supplemented the historic buildings in Pekarska and Polikova streets on the other side of Spielberg Hill.
The area around Spielberg Castle has been affected by historical war events as well as modern urbanism interventions. The area of the military base was demolished for the purpose of redevelopment in relation to the adaptation of the new town hall on Husová Street in the 1930s. The originally planned official building of the city of Brno was not constructed in the end, though. The free plot and its surroundings were hit several times during the Allied forces' air raids at the end of the Second World War. The International Hotel was built on a part of the free area in the 1960s. The rest is still empty. A large portion of the southern part of Obilný Trh was also destroyed in the bombing, and the area has never received an architecturally suitable reconstruction.
However, the latest development has left the most pronounced marks on the character of Mendlovo Namiesti. Several bombs destroyed the city spa and some of the buildings along the mill race in the very heart of Old Brno. Architect František Kocsi created a new urban concept in 1962 through 1965 in response to a request to build a spectacular avenue leading to the gates of the bustling exhibition center. Filling the Svratka mill race, extending the broad transport artery of Veletržní Street, redeveloping the historic buildings in the center of the square, and implementing architectural plans only partially resulted in a fatal loss of the Genius Loci. Despite several recent attempts at finding a suitable architectural design for Mendlovo Namiesti, this location remains an unsightly transport junction.